Where's he?
Last week, Prague's Barrandov Studios celebrated 75 years of movie making. On January the 25th, 1933, filming started on the thriller Vražda v Ostrovní ulice, or Murder on Ostrovní Street, a film which dazzled Czech critics and cinema goers at the time with its state-of-the-art sound effects. Over the years, the studios have played home to the famous Czech New Wave films of the 1960s, and in more recent years, Hollywood blockbusters like James Bond and The Chronicles of Narnia. Earlier this week, I paid Barrandov a visit to wish it a happy birthday and talked to Mr. Vladimir Kuba, the studio's CEO.
The Barrandov Studio is a base stone of the Czech film business, really film business. Not the credential part of the film, but the film business, because the founder of the Barrandov Studio, the Havel's family, were very, very strong businessmen in Czech Republic at the time. Now we are sitting in the same office as the Havel's office originally was, but it is split into the three or four smaller offices now, but that time it was a very nice architecture, one big space, open space, where Mr. Miloš Havel sit together with his assistant.
Mr. Kuba's office is still a lovely space, with views out over the studios and colourful film posters from previous projects hanging on the wall. Another family involved in Barrandov's humble beginnings were the Auerbachs. Norbert Auerbach's father owned a production company which made some of the first films shot at the studio, and Norbert himself grew up in Barrandov's hallowed halls. He talks about how it's developed over the last 75 years.
Basically, nothing has changed except that instead of having three stages, there may be eight stages. I don't know exactly whether it's eight or nine. And that is about the only thing that has changed. As a matter of fact, when you look at the what we call the old buildings of Barrandov, they look much more modern than the new buildings, because a lot of the studios were built during the halls, not to call it studios, were built during the war by the Germans, who fully occupied the studio at that particular time and did a lot of filming there.
Barrandov also seemed to flourish under communism, as Vladimir Kuba explains.
During the communist system, the Barrandov Studio was, of course, only one company where all Czechoslovak movies and, of course, the Koliba in Bratislava were shot. But now, after the revolution, or Velvet Revolution, the Barrandov was privatized. Maybe what people don't know, that the Barrandov wasn't the only one company on the hill. The Barrandov as a hill was a place for several companies which worked for a movie. It was a technical company, Film Labs was an independent company, Stages was an independent company. But after the Velvet Revolution, all these companies were privatized. And now, after 15 years, we have only one company on the Barrandov.
When Barrandov made its first film 75 years ago, it was actually quite technologically forward. It was the first film in Czech to combine dialogue with music. Now, does Barrandov today, is it still ahead of the crop when it comes to technology? Does it still have new things that it can offer?
From this time, today's business is absolutely different. You know, now you have to be focused only on some parts of the whole chain, production chain of the movie. It's not possible to control everything from the development, then everything, executive producer, technical production designer, and all these people. It is not possible. It's impossible. You know, during the communist system, the Barrandov have 6,000 employees. Now 300. Yeah, that's the absolutely different company. It means we are focused on stages, film labs, set construction department, and we finished our rental house, we finished our post-production, sound post-production. It means, no, the world is in some parts of the production chain, the business is in front of us. Yeah, it means it's not a reason for me to control everything. We are able to communicate and make a cooperation with the people from post-production, like UPP or ATSE.
After my meeting with Vladimir Kuba, it was time for a tour of the studios. Jana Dostalova was my guide.
This is the complex of three stages. We call it New Halls. It's from 1940s. And it's a complex of three stages. Now in the first one, they are connected with such a big entrance. This is 1,000 meter square feet.
Okay, and it looks a bit like a school gym hall, really. It doesn't really look like you might imagine a sort of Hollywood or a Barrandov stage to look.
But the thing is that it's good now because it's empty. It's good cover for everything what they want to make here. It could be the, well, kind of Sahara. It could be, you know, it could be horse stable. It could be mountains. It could be whatever. They are able to build the sets any time of what they need for the film. So at this moment it's really empty. It's only the wooden floor, but what they can build on it, it depends on their project.
Norbert Auerbach has spent his whole life in film and worked in both Barrandov and Hollywood over the years. He grew up a stone's throw from the Barrandov studios and after emigrating to America became one of Hollywood's biggest movie moguls as head of United Artists there. In 1989 he returned to Prague and took up where he left off at Barrandov.
Barrandov is not in a studio in the same sense as what we call studios in America. In America, what we call wrongly studios are big conglomerate media companies which have many other interests, which Barrandov doesn't have directly. It is not a studio in the same sense as the American. It does have no distribution company. Barrandov does not, in principle, with some few exceptions, for Czech pictures, finance productions. It is really truly a studio, a service operation, and a very good one with a very, very good quality of technical people, and one of the few, if not one of the only, studios. We can't call it anything else, but as I repeat, it's not in the same sense as we call it studios in America. Has its own laboratory, which is a very, very good one.
Over your career, you've worked in Hollywood and you've worked here in the Barrandov studios. Can you compare maybe the atmosphere?
Yeah, well, the big difference, of course, not talking about the price, is that Hollywood is strictly a commercial operation. In the Czech Republic, as well as in many other countries, especially in Europe, etc., film is still part of a cultural activity, and very often creative people who are involved in making films consider themselves artists who, yes, want to get paid well, but do not think of what we thought of in our American activity, and that is that the most important person for us is the guy who buys the ticket.
Studio executive Norbert Auerbach ending that edition of The Arts with Rosie Johnston. That's all we have time for today, so from me, Rob Cameron, and everyone here at Radio Prague, goodbye.